There's a constitutional amendment on this month's ballot that could impact student debt. It would allow the state to borrow money in order to lower the interest rates on college loans. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what both sides have to say.
The Alaska Student Loan Corporation lends money to Alaskans to go to college, but the number of students who receive these loans has dropped steeply. That's in part because fewer students can afford the interest on those loans, as well as the fact that fewer students qualified for loans after the state raised its credit standards. While the corporation was started by the state, it has to pay more to bondholders than the state government does. That's because the loan corporation's bond rating isn't as high as the state's. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon sponsored the ballot question that could eliminate the difference.
My primary purpose is how can we do something at no cost to the state of Alaska that would help students that are carrying an incredible amount of debt.
The Alaska Constitution limits state general obligation bonds to capital projects, veterans housing, and emergencies. If enacted, the amendment would allow the legislature to seek voter approval for bonds to back current and future student loans. Former corporation executive Diane Behrens told legislators earlier this year the measure would also allow more students to borrow because their credit scores wouldn't have to be as high as they are now.
We have about 40% of the applicants who do not qualify and are unable to get a cosigner.
Not everyone supports the amendment. Former State Revenue Commissioner Sterling Gallagher says student loans are too risky for the state to use its own bonds, since many students don't pay off their loans.
If we want to lower the credit ratings on student loans, let's do it based on known cash flows, not on some grab of the state's general credit.
McKinnon counters the state already faces the risk of paying off student loans in default, but students don't benefit from the state's higher bond rating.
The risk that is there today is pretty much the same risk that would be there tomorrow if voters voted yes.
Only two lawmakers, Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman and Wasilla Republican Representative Lynn Gaddis, voted against the legislation putting the question on the ballot. In Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.